Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
Now, brothers and sisters, good day. Sit down, how you doing? I hope you're doing fine.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com. And today I'm opening the doors for the whole community to come in and enjoy 60 minutes of fine Jamaican music, along with some white rum and plenty of food. But I will need help with the chopping, so bring a sharp knife come, as it's time for the House of Reggae's Village Special.
Now clap your hands and stamp your feet. This must be a great wild tree.
Mally-o, Mally-o, bring the sharp knife come. Tell Uncle John and Auntie Mary to bring the children come. Dingy coated the hopeful village and the lost early meat. Dingy coated the hopeful village, he might go have a feast. And Mario, Mario, bring the sharp knife come. And Mario, Mario, hurry up and come. Charlie, them a drink white rum, while the children having fun. Everybody drinking rum. Dulce and Sylvie feeling nice, look like them on the wine. Oh, what a happy time. And Mario, Mario, hurry up and come. And Mario, Mario, oh what a happy time. Do you feel alright? Man, man carrying bamboo saxophone. In just a blow and blow. Oh what a sweet music. She does a wheel and jig. Oh, what a happy time. Festival is here. Oh, what a happy time.
That was the Tenors with Hopeful Village, their entry to the 1970 Jamaican Festival Song Competition, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Duke Reed label here in the UK, and can now be found on the double CD compilation Ba Ba Boom on the Trojan label. And so in today's show, just like you heard in Hopeful Village there, I've picked out a few tunes that either tell a great story or feature a particular character or facet of life that can be found in any town or village throughout the world. But this being the House of Reggae, these tunes obviously have a particular Jamaican persuasion, either in the language or the scenery used. And so although slightly more abstract than some of my other themed specials, the idea is that through the course of the next hour, we'll build up a picture of a fictional Jamaican village and its characters and goings-on. And so let's have Sugar Minot kick things off with this story about a dread called Fred.
Only come to make this special every place is ours, all that smoke sense mania, whether it be Rizla or Talwa.
I know a dread by the name of Fred, who used to sell a little herb to me, his bread. But now he doesn't sell it no more. He is gone behind the jailhouse door. He didn't rob. Oh no. Back of his own place, and then he heard a bump on his face.
master, man. What a whole lot of version of this that really my one at.
You just can't do the vibes in our soul.
Right now, me a go turn on a lot. Really, I got really mad.
Tune. That was Sugar Minot and Dillinger on two sides of a 12-inch single on the Jamaica Sound label, which came out in 1979. And produced by Dillinger himself, Sugar's A-side is titled Lamb's Bread, Let Go the Dread, and can now be found on the Roots Lover compilation on the Multiselector label. Meanwhile, Dillinger's side was called simply Dread Called Fred, and was also the opening track on his Cornbread album.
Ice Irie.
And that story of a peaceful Rasta man just going about his daily business and not causing any harm to anyone, but yet still finding himself on the wrong side of the law and ending up in prison, is repeated in even more detail in this next tune by one of the great storytellers in Jamaican music, Mr. Cleveland Lang, a.k.a. Lieutenant Stitchy.
Lieutenant Stitchy.
Lieutenant Stitchy. Whose career peak in the late 80s included hits like Where Yes Eyes, Storytime, A Be A Wedding, and this one, which topped the Jamaican charts in 1988, and is called Natty Dread.
It's coming from Lieutenant Stitchy, and only meant to be humorous. I don't mean to cast no fuss. Dedicate to all, not the dreadlocks, God, not the dreadlocks, different from Rastaman. Seen? Follow now, come now. The not the dreadlocks of the desert, I for living. When Babylon seen, bandits written all. Living dreadlocks of the desert, I for living. When Babylon seen, bandits written all. Living. Spigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigad country. Not a dread doing some farming. All kind of things and not a dread the locks planting. Like banana, kalalo and pumpkin. Dashing and cocoa pop, so I'm planting. Okra and pepper and all kind of season. When the dread want money, the dread do some selling. Early and bright one now, Saturday morning. In a box, the dread put kalalo, pepper and pumpkin. Put it on the bicycle and start the riding. In reach the main road, the dread start the shouting. Some coming, and I'm an app, all type of things selling, like I dance with dreadlocks. Where you going? Hear the dread. I and I, man, I go pan some muscling. If you don't like it, Babylon, boy, try something. Everywhere no see Rasta, it me no troubling. Ja, licking me thunder and lightning. The policeman stand up with that dead with laughing. The policeman said dreadlocks. Then what you selling? Hear the dread. I lalu, I pa, I yum king. The policeman serious and stop the smiling. But the dread thing, the policeman joking. The policeman said dreadlocks. You hear me? What you selling? Hear the dread. Sure. I and I man stop the talking, yeah man, because the eye must see the for something. Then not to the lungs of the visa die for living. When Babylon see him on this date him now. Left him to lungs of the visa die for living. When Babylon see him on this date him now. Left him. Sticky dicky dicky ding ding. Lungs of the visa die for living. When Babylon see him on this date him now. Left him. For Babylon, you see button and lick him in the dreadlocks. I and I man don't do nothing. I never sell gallop pepper and pumpkin. But at that time Babylon ready to lick him. Drip up the dreadlocks and then he man cuff him and carry him down station and Babylon trim him. Fling him in a cell, them would have kill him with beating. The dread in the cell with a whole leap a shouting. A bad boy said dreadlocks, stop the shouting. And would have killed the naughty dreadlocks with beating. Hear the dread. Slossy eye is not sleeping and I alive must live out years of morning. A bad boy said dreadlocks, nobody said nothing. I rest you by and give you another piece of beating. A bad boy use a jail bucket and duck him with the bucket by the angle. And then him do him, the dread look away and them start to rush him. Them take him out, they sell
a biting satirical tune called Natty Dread there from one of the masters of DJing, Lieutenant Stitchy. Which sadly, on the repressed 7-inch I was playing that one from, cuts out before the end of the tune. But if you do want to hear the whole of it, along with seeing the original video, then do a search for it on YouTube. Or alternatively, hunt down an original copy of the 7-inch on Clifton Henry's Stereo One label.
Do it! Do it!
But now, leaving behind the trials and tribulations of being a natty dread in small-town Jamaica, this next tune concentrates on another national obsession, gambling. And whether it be on the horses, or dominoes, or as we're about to hear, card games, many Jamaicans like a flutter, and this next character is a housemaster of a gambling den, and unsurprisingly never loses, but always wins, as this is Max Romeo telling the true story of Norman Elliott, the gambler who rides around in a Rambler.
Norman the gambler rides around in a Rambler. Diamonds and pearls in the back. Occupation housemaster, he lives off the list. Running from the east to the west. Let me tell you more. Norman never lose, always wins. Yet Norman never give away a pin. If you ask for a list, he said he wants more. Norman the gambler rides around in a Rambler with pretty girls in the back. He always set the pack. Norman shows is a flush or a strike. Let me tell you more. Norma never lose, always wins. Yet Norma never give away a pin. If you ask him for less, he said he wants more. He always sets the pack. Norma always jumps a jack. Yeah. The gambler rides around in a Rambler with pretty girls in the back. Occupation housemaster, he lives off the less. If you ask him for a less, he said he wants more. But let me tell you, say, no man never lose, always win. Yet no man never give away a pin. If you ask him for a less, he said he wants more. Let me tell you, he always sets the pack. No man always jumps a jack. And every hand that he show is a flush or a string. How do you hear? No man the gambler rides around in a rambler. Diamonds and pearls in the back. Occupation housemaster, he lives off the list. Running from the east to the west. Let me tell you now, no man ever lose, always win. Yet no man ever give away a pin. And if you ask him for less, he said he wants more. How do you hear? He always sets the pack. No man always jumps a jack. And every hand that he show is a flush or a string. Him show you trees, jump a jack.
Great tune. That was Max Romeo with Norman, his true story, which featured on his classic War in a Babylon album in 1976, and also appeared in an extended Domino mix the following year on 12-inch on Lee Perry's Upsetters label, and which can now be found on the Essential Triple CD, Arcology.
Arcology, 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 Arcology,
Arcology. Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
Now, as we carry on hearing about the different characters on our journey around this fictional Jamaican village, I'm not quite sure how to describe this next person we're going to bump into, except to say, well, he's just a little bit peculiar. And so to find out more, here are the Gay Lads.
We going with that money in your hand?
I've got money! I've got money!
Man, he was a most peculiar man. When he walked down the street, every little girl he meet, he would kiss his teeth, knock his head on the concrete. He was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man.
Did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Did he drink?
He never touched that thing.
Did he smile?
I never seen him, but love, he got it all. He was the most peculiar man. He was the most peculiar man. Most peculiar man. When he walked down the street, every little girl he meet, he would kiss his teeth, knock his head on the concrete. He was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man.
Did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Did he drink?
No, he don't.
Did he smile?
I never seen him, but love, he got it all. He was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man.
I just love that tune, although I have to admit, I've never been quite sure what exactly it's all about, except to say it is a bit of a peculiar tune, and so fits the subject matter perfectly, as that was the Gay Lads with Peculiar Man, which they recorded at Studio One in 1968 and was released on 7-inch on the flip side of Darker Shade of Black on the Studio One label in Jamaica and the Coxon label here in the UK, and also featured on their full-length album titled Soul Beat.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, Tim, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
Now, these tunes that tell the often true stories about people in Jamaica and their eccentricities, as well as their foibles and adventures, come out of both the Trinidadian calypso and Jamaican mento traditions, where the idea of being a singing newspaper was perfected, as they would pass judgment on local goings-on, just like gossiping over the garden fence about that strange bloke who lives down the road, or what so-and-so was wearing last night. Something that goes on in every town and village across the world. And so, just like Peculiar Man before, here's Lord Fly, who, along with his accomplished band, the Dan Williams Orchestra, get right down to the nitty-gritty as he tells us all about the man Manassa and his tight foot pants.
Tight foot pants.
Wait a sound and tell the people about the musical disc coming your way.
Come here, people, have something to tell you. Cock your ears and turn to. It's about a boy from Sablamar, him name Manassa Roponcho. There's no kind of dance that him can dance. The jump and jive dance can miss him. But what I want to tell you about is him pants and the way they fit him. Manassa, with the tight foot pants. Manassa, with the tight foot pants. The waist come way up to him neck. The middle part is a total wreck. The bottom there between the give and take. Manassa with the tight foot pants. Manassa with the tight foot pants. Manassa with the tight foot pants. The jacket come way down past him knee. He swallow him up like the deep blue sea. Him look like a one man committee. Manassa with the tight foot pants.
Recorded in the early 1950s, that was Lord Fly, along with Dan Williams and his orchestra, with Manassa with a tight foot pants, which to me sounded like he was wearing a jazz-inspired zoot suit. And that one was produced by Stanley Motta and originally released on a 78 RPM disc on his MRS label, and can now be found on the great CD Mento Madness on the V2 label.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
But we'll be returning to the neighbourhood gossiping a little later on, as next up it's time to take a trip to the marketplace and do a bit of shopping with the Higglers, who have been part of Jamaican society since slavery days and are often described as the unofficial backbone to the Jamaican economy, as they set up their stalls on the roadside and initially selling locally grown food. In recent decades, they have expanded their business to sell clothes, accessories, and basically anything that their customers want. And they'll often fly over to Miami to buy the goods and bring them back into Jamaica, hopefully without the customs officer noticing, as Junior Reed explains in his early dancehall hit called Higgler Move.
In the market, every higgler, they have them
postama. Once in a go de so for my asoma. Say asoma, sit down over de soma. You get to where you want over asoma. Don't forget that me you spend with last sister. And don't forget, I'm a leave your brother. So please, please come a me mama. Get to where you want over asoma. Say Sandra, she gonna bush doctor. She gonna work up your sister Sonia. She say Sonia take away she customer. She can't get feed, no dinner ma. Every eagle of them have been customer. One say no go this so go my asoma. Say asoma sweet and over this soma. Oh try and remember. Just the other day baby father give baby mother $200. He go buy food a fi him youth. She gonna okay go buy new boots. But when she buy the booty, boy, me say the booty no ready. She buy the booty, she buy the booty. She buy the booty when it out of style. Buy the booty, she buy the booty. She buy the booty when it out of style. Oh, watch how the eagle a smile. Watch how the eagle a smile. Big up them Kyle. Whoa, 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 whoa. Say every eagle of them have them customer. Hey, once in a go de so for my asoma. Say asoma sweet and over de soma. So try and remember, last sister, I man give your brother, and I know that you cannot regret ma. Hey, oh, sing it now, hey. Oh, I, oh, 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 oh. Say every eagle of them have them customer. Hey, once in a go de so for my asoma. Say a summer, sweet and over the summer. You get to where you want over your sosa. Say please, Mr. Custom Officer. Beg your cool down from the eagle. Let them come through. And Jah will bless you. Them go a Haiti, them go a Miami. Just because they want to make some money to feed their family. So please, have some mercy. Every eagle of them have been customer. Hey, once in a go, they so come a yasoma. See yasoma, see that over the summer. They get to where you want over yasoma. See watch the eagle don't ake. Come then spread out and I make them money. Some uptown, some downtown, all over the town.
That's a big tune from 1983, as that was Junior Reed with Higgler Move, which was produced by the then Prince Jammy and released on his Jammy's label, and later compiled on the album King Jammy, A Man and His Music, Volume 3, on the Rass label. And we're going to stay in the market for another couple of tunes, as this is the real heartbeat of any town or village. And this next one is an autobiographical account of the lives and loves of a handcart boy. As a young Greg Rose worked in Brownstown Market, pushing his cart around, selling peppers, ripe bananas and peanuts. But knowing that his real future lay elsewhere, he put this experience into a song and turned it into a hit record in 2004. But not before he changed his name to Perfect, as this is Handcart Boy.
Handcart Boy. Yeah, man, Princess is going up on high and high, you know. I will never make the eye fall.
Pop me shut, I got peppers, rye, bananas, and some peanuts. I'm in
And this princess in the market standing by the colbot. I could see that all she need was I and I comfort. Said she come from upper river gut, but she's coming home to my little hut. She got one little love and joy from the Yankee. Boy, I be see him little bobo, you 20 and fits right. Round a market, me juggle pop try. She never know she would have day we die. She get one little love and joy from the Yankee. Boy, I be see him little bobo, you 20 and fits right. Round a market, me juggle pop try. She never know she would have day we die. She always admire when I glorify the king. I know I seal my turban each and every morning. Sipping a little water from the spring, I push my cart and dance and sing. Oh, what a loving, caring woman you are. And what I am thankful for. She never take no money from the superstar. She got bully by love and joy from the Yankee. Boy, and this same little bubble you 20 and fits right. Round a market, me juggle pop child. She never know she would have day we die. She get one lip of love and joy from the Yankee. Boy, and this same little bubble you 20 and fits right. Round a market, me juggle pop child. She never know she would have day we die.
Excellent tune, as that was Perfect with Handcart Boy, which came out on 7-inch on the Rebel Music label back in 2004, and was also one of the highlights of his debut album, called Giddy Marnie.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
Now, to complete our hat-trick of market-based tunes, this next one actually has its roots in the markets of Georgetown in Guyana, which is where singer, songwriter, comedian and entertainer Augustus Hines grew up in the beginning of the 20th century. And changing his name to Bill Rogers and moving to America, he became the first Guyanese singer to record a record when back in the 1930s he signed to RCA Victor. And his biggest hit was a tongue-twisting West Indian Weed Woman, which catalogues a never-ending list of herbs, spices, roots and other natural medicines that were on sale in every Caribbean marketplace. And this tune has become a classic and been covered many times down the years, with different variations being added to it. And the one I've got for you now is by the Meditations from 1975, where despite all the healing herbs the seller has in her basket, she doesn't have the one weed that they are really looking for. This is Woman Piaba.
No matter to what the people say, these sounds lead the way. It's the order of the day for your boss DJ.
The other day I saw a lady was selling and I wanted something to eat. I thought she'd have a banana, bull and pear, but I stayed back when I meet her. She have a basket full of different wheat. She was crying out like she mother. She have a man piaba, oh man piaba, tam tam crawling a lemon grass. Moon root, coli root, granny backbone, dead man get up and live on to mourn. For I love bush, dibi-dibi grand charm, and the world compel and sweet. Say the only weed she never had was my colleague. That old lady was so plainly trying to let me understand. Man, be of a bush can really fill your belly, but you have to cook it in a black pan. A little sugar, a little salt, little nutmeg, a little touch of everything.
piava, man piava, oh man piava. Take up ladder and get up in crotchy. Munu root call you, granny backbone. Dead man lit up and live on to mourn. For I love bush, the grand charm. And the world compel and to weed. Said the only bush, she never have was my God. She was so plainly trying to let me understand. Man, the other bush can really fill your belly, but you have to cook it in a black pan. A little sugar, little salt, little dreadnought milk, a little touch of everything. She have a man piaba, woman piaba. Sweet, sweet mono wanna granny crutch crutch. A belly full and the kusum weed. Dead man get up and live on to mourn. Corilla bush, the baby grand charm. And the world compel and sweet. I said the only bush she never have was my colleague. She have a man piaba, woman piaba. Jacob ladder and the topi crutchy. Munu kolivu. And live on to mourn. For I love bush, baby, brown charm. And the world compel and sweet. I said the only bush she never had was my colleague. She have a mind piaba, for mind piaba.
Bringing a touch of the calypso style to the mid-70s roots rockers period, that was the Meditations with Woman Piaba, which they recorded in 1975 and was produced by Dobby Dobson and initially released as a single on the Wildflower label before appearing on their debut album Message from the Meditations on the United Artists label in 1978. And as mentioned, the original version of that tune, with several dozen more weeds listed in it, dates back to 1934 by the Guyanese singer Bill Rogers and is called West Indian Weed Woman. And you can currently find that one at all the usual download sites.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
Now we're going to stay with food for one more tune, but of the slightly more basic variety. As back in the 1960s, the Jamaican government provided free lunches to children whose parents couldn't afford to provide it themselves. And this was a stew-based dish of undefinable ingredients that became known as bulo slush. And it would be delivered to the school every day, and when it arrived, the children would shout, "Bulo man a come!" And so Theo Beckford obviously thought this was good enough to create a whole song around. And so here comes the Bulo man.
Thank you.
straightforward tune for the children to sing along to there, as that was Theophilus Beckford with his own self-produced tune called Buller Man, which he released on his own King Pioneer label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK in 1963, and can now be found on a compilation of his ska productions called Ghetto Ska on the Kingston Sounds label, where it's been mistitled as Boiler Man.
Lord of mercy.
Now, if you're still following my sometimes tenuous thread here, we're going to head back home in our fictional Jamaican village. But unfortunately, you can't always choose who your neighbours are, as this has obviously been a problem throughout the years, as this next tune has been covered many times in reggae music, but was originally an American soul tune by Garnet Mims, and was then partially rewritten by John Holt in the late 60s, before, well, for me at least, the ultimate version was recorded by Horace Andy in 1975, which came with a thunderous dub version courtesy of King Tubby, and is all about The Man Next Door.
There's a man that lives next door in my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, he gets me down. He gets in so late at night. Always a fuss and fight. Always a fuss and fight.
Manipulating his spring reverb there as only he can in a noisy place, the dub version to Horace Andy's A Quiet Place, which was produced by Bunny Lee and released on his Jackpot label in 1975. And of course, Horace re-recorded that tune 20 years later alongside Massive Attack for their moody masterpiece, Mezzanine.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
Now, speaking of neighbours, it's often surprising what goes on next door, especially when the husband is away, as there's been a whole range of tunes down the years in reggae music that have commented on the Joe Grind phenomenon, which is a name given to a woman's bit on the side. And unsurprisingly, most of the singers and DJs have taken on the role of Joe Grind in their tunes, documenting the various consequences of being an occasional lover. Just like this one from the early 80s vocalist Winston Hussey, who was a Joe Grind last night.
I was a Joe Grind last night. I was a Joe Grind last night. Joe Grind last night. She said she's all alone, so she invited me over. So I rushed to the invitation like a soldier to his commander. And when I reached her apartment, she was looking alright. She said, no need to worry, my husband won't be home tonight. So she turned off the light and gave me a pajama. But as I jumped into bed, I heard a knock and I heard a man's voice. So I jumped through the window, couldn't catch my pants, not turn on the light. So that's the reason why I had to run in that pajama last night. What a fright, me had to run, me had to run in that pajama last night. Oh yes, I had to run, I had to run in that pajama last night. I was at Joe Grind last night. As I reached to the corner, I heard two gunshots fired. And I thought that we couldn't go around the kind of fence as me. No way, I was running so fast, the pajama fell below my knee. I was running so fast, that even quarry couldn't catch me. So you see, I had to run, I had to run in a pajama last night. Oh yes, me had to run, me had to run in that pajama last night. Joe Grind last night. Joe Grind last night. Them said monkey, say you have to take chance to prove that you're a man. But if it wasn't for the Almighty Jah, I would be a dead man. I know I learned it doesn't pay to mess around a man woman. So I guess I've got to keep on running as fast as I can. Run like a long journey, have to run, me have to run in a pajama last night. Oh yes, I had to run, I had to run in a pajama last night. I man was a Joe Grind last night. I was a Joe Grind last night. Joe Grind last night. I miss a run, Joe Grind run.
That was Winston Hussey being a Midnight Lothario in Joe Grind, which was produced by Jinjo Laws and released on his Volcano label in Jamaica and the Greensleeves label here in the UK in 1983. And as far as I know, that one is yet to see a reissue, although I can't think why, as I do enjoy that tune.
Back way, but my boy, come see and live with her two different things. If you can't beat that, join her.
Now, the curse of any small village or town is, of course, the local gossip. But obviously, if you do see a man running down the street in his pyjamas in the middle of the night while being shot at by another man, you are likely to tell your friends about it the next day. But unsurprisingly, they do have a name for this in Jamaica too, of Labba Labba. And in this next one, the Grant Brothers, Norman and Rolston, aka the Twinkle Brothers, use a series of Jamaican proverbs warning against too much labba labba, and to basically keep your nose out of other people's business. And so over the top of the rhythm to Delroy Wilson's Cool Operator, this is going straight to the head of Miss Labba Labba.
What are you trying to say, boy?
If you want to know, just listen to this.
Bring out the scatter. Get the musical ambassadors getting hotter, hotter.
Miss Labba Labba Labba, what make you Labba 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 so? Miss Labba Labba Labba, what make you so? I said to see and lie, you must hear and bear. I said to see and blind, you must hear and there. You carry go, bring come, and you bring come and you carry go. You carry go, bring come, and you bring come and you carry go. I said to see and blind, you must hear and there. I said to see and blind, you must hear and bear.
Lord, have mercy. Oh yeah.
That big, big mouth of yours is going to get you into trouble. That big, big mouth of yours is going to get you into trouble. I said to see and blind, you must hear and bear. Oh, you must see. I said to hear and bear. Clean up your own backyard before you talk about your neighbor's home. I said to clean up your own backyard before you talk about your neighbor's home. I said to see and blind, you must hear and bear.
Wonderful tune. And you know how much I enjoy a proverb-laden reggae record. And that one had plenty to choose from, as that was the Twinkle Brothers with Miss Labba Labba from 1971, which was produced by Bunny Lee and released on a Soul Sand label in Jamaica and a Green Door label here in the UK, and has since been compiled on the CD The Twinkle Brothers Old Time Something on their own Twinkle label.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
But now, as we near the end of our gathering here in the House of Reggae, we've met and heard about all kinds of people, such as persecuted dreadlocks, gamblers, peculiar men, including those in ill-fitting suits, the higglers and sellers at the market, the food delivery man, noisy neighbours, two-timing women, and gossiping ladies. But really, it takes all these and many more to make up a community. And so to acknowledge all our differences under one roof, here's Sugar Miner once again, who himself ran his own kind of open house at Youth Promotion, celebrating the all kinds of people who come to the dance.
From the number one station,
and it's your dance man style, and it's your roots man style.
This is your number one station, your official station. You know.
All kind of people come and dance. 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 In a one corner you have the liquor drinker. In another corner you have the ganja smoker.
Sight sister Lana, oh wait,
she just a sell cigarette. She just a sell cigarette. While the cane man out a door him just a wheel in my shed. Cane man out a door him just a wheel in my shed. But don't fret, oh no, cause all kind of people come a dance. 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 Come a dance. Sight the gate, my name is
Over the top of the rhythm to the Wailing Souls' Mr. Firecoal Man, that was Sugar Minot with All Kind of People, which was included on his Uptempo Showcase 10-inch release in 1983, which came out on the Uptempo label, and which was also reissued a few years back.
Ice, Irie.
And so that brings our journey to the end for another week, and so I hope you've enjoyed the tunes and stories, and of course you're more than welcome to check out the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com for the old shows, or to drop by for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time at www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.